Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're going to be crying when we need them.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, we're doing things a little backwards today because of the way the bookings worked out. So let's us now go and let's look at our weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Happy Monday. How are you?
Comparatively okay, I guess, for a Monday, since we're going
to... Well, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to hear.
You?
I'm doing well. Everything's good here in Texas.
Well, you know, I was looking at the death rate for Texas per 100,000. Do you know what it is?
I know it's very low. I mean, we have one of the lowest per 100,000. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Two.
Yes, we have one of the lowest of all the states, I believe, that we've been... very fortunate, and the governor has done an excellent job in handling this.
So let's talk a little bit. We all heard about how big March was. March was big, lots of new gun owners coming into it and everything else. I'm sure that since gun shops were one of the few places that could be open, that they probably... Did it continue in April?
It certainly seems to. The FBI... released their numbers today, and the NSSF did their magic and adjusted their NICS checks to pull out all of the renewals and all the obvious non-purchasing transactions. And April's NICS totals were 69% ahead of last April's total. Not as high as March, but still, you know, at a record pace. And people are still buying guns left and right, up and down, as fast as they can, and as often as they can, and sometimes doing it in their cars.
What does that translate to? Did we get any numbers, or did you just... I was reading something that you wrote. I was like, I didn't see this. So did you mention a number of as to how many checks there were?
The adjusted number is 1,678,223 compared to last year's number of just under a million.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
It's very strong.
Do we have any data as to how many of these people were new?
We don't. Again, all we have is anecdotal information from talking to retailers. I'm guessing that the percentage of new gun and first-time gun buyers has come down somewhat, it's still significant. There's still an awful lot of them. I'm talking to the retailers we talk to relatively regularly. And again, with that 1.6 million background check, you got to remember that half the states in the country have exemptions where if you have a concealed carry permit or something similar, you don't have to undergo a background check when you buy a gun. So this way understates the number of actual firearms sold. That number will probably come out later. I think somebody else massages the numbers and figures that out to the best of their ability. I think it's a guesstimate. So there are a lot of gun sales that aren't captured in in that number.
Let's shift gears in this something because that is such a that little topic is so good it just speaks for itself. But we need to move on for a second because there's some Yahoo out there. What's his name? Ken Horn. He decided to get out there and say that if you protest with guns, then nobody hears you.
Yeah, Ken Horn is, I think, is a state legislator in Michigan, and he's one of the people who objected to the protests that have been going on in Michigan against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's edicts, keeping the state closed down now until the end of June, I believe, is her latest commandment. So he took to the paper of, or he took to the pages of something called The Bridge, and wrote a little op-ed saying that, you know, when you protest and carry a firearm, you're intimidating people and your message doesn't get through. That's his opinion anyway. He said that some of the legislators there that day were frightened for their lives. Some of them were
Okay. I'll play their stupid game. I'll play their stupid game. Who was it that said that when the government fears the citizens, that's freedom, and when citizens fear the government, that's tyranny? Who said that?
You know, I don't remember who said that.
I don't remember either, but I mean, that was one of the founding fathers, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, what's wrong with a little healthy fear of these guys, for these guys?
You know, I don't know I don't think anything is. I don't know that the intention of these protesters was to engender fear in anyone inside the Capitol. I do know, though, that they were complying with the laws of the state of Michigan when they were protesting peacefully, when they did it bearing arms, and when they carried their arms inside the Capitol building. All of that was completely legal. And just because some people get their panties in a twist and feel intimidated by that, that's not the fault of the protesters. That is the fault of the people with the twisted panties. And they need to grow up just a little bit.
Isn't it sort of intimidating to look at your government and see complete non-acknowledgement, no response whatsoever to any of the stuff that might be happening and any of the complaints of the governed?
People have a right to use their First Amendment freedoms to make their feelings known and to protest and to lobby their government and to march peacefully, as all of these people did. They carried signs. I guess they chanted. I don't know. I didn't hear any audio from what went on there. And some subset of the protesters, and I think there have been two protests at the Capitol in Lansing so far, the one last week, some subset were carrying guns, some handguns, some long guns. And again, that's legal. And if Republican Senator Ken Horn doesn't like it, that's just too darn bad.
I think a little healthy fear. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know there's some people out there that are like, really, this is not the way we do things. Well, I think some of these governors have gotten a little drunk on power, and you know, they're trying to rip all of the states off that actually balance their budgets. The ones that are remaining closed, that's their end goal, to rip everybody else off because they had issues before COVID-19. So anyway, we're coming up on the first break at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is certainly where you can find everything that Dan does, everything that Dan works with or sees and approves. It is a very prolific website. It is changing minute to minute, day to day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. So today, the Supreme Court got out and did, and you're going to have to help me with this because I don't know what all this means, but they relisted 10 2A cases. What are we looking at here?
Well, what's been going on is for a couple of years now, a number of Second Amendment cases have been gone to the court and to ask for review. And usually the court will make a decision as to whether to grant cert or not. In some cases, they hold on to those particular cases, which is called relisting them, which is basically punting them down the road and holding them. And the reason that the court, the thinking goes, is the reason they've been holding these cases, and there are 10 of these Second Amendment cases, is that they had granted cert in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case.
Right.
And the expectation was that they were going to have some sort of a ruling in that case. That would then affect how all of those other cases were then viewed, depending on whether they had invoked strict scrutiny or however that ruling went. Well, state of New York pulled a fast one, repealed the law, and the court declared that case moot. So it didn't decide on New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. That meant then that all 10 of those Second Amendment cases were then brought up in last week's conference meeting. The conference meeting is where they review outstanding cases and decide whether or not to grant cert. And because all 10 of those were listed last week, everyone expected that today, they announced these things on Monday, that at least one, maybe a couple of those cases would be granted cert and the court would hear arguments on those. But we were all let down and that didn't happen. Now, they didn't deny cert. They haven't thrown those cases out and said, you know, the last ruling stands. And they just relisted them, which means they've continued to punt them down the road. There are a few reasons why that may be. First of all, it was a very long list. There's a lot of cases in the conference last week. They might not have had time to get to them. Or it could be that the pro-Second Amendment justices, the four solid votes for Second Amendment rights, aren't sure how Chief Justice Roberts will vote, meaning he's the new Justice Kennedy on the court, and they would rather not have those cases heard than have them heard and get an adverse ruling.
Well, that makes everything somewhat strategic, doesn't it?
Everything's strategic there, absolutely.
Yeah. Huh. So, I guess they're banking, and the four conservative Supreme, because I know that they are sort of aching to get a hold of one of these and actually rule on it. Are they waiting for the election and watching Ruth Bader Ginsburg go away and get replaced by Trump?
Well, I don't know. That's a long ways off, because you have to remember any court, any case that they grant cert to right now won't be heard till next fall. Basically, 2 years ago, they granted cert in New York State Rifle and Pistol, or last year, I'm sorry, they granted cert in that, and they didn't hear arguments until December. So if they granted cert today, arguments wouldn't be heard till sometime in the fall, probably either right before or right after the election, and that's just the arguments, and then their decision wouldn't be announced till well after the election anyway. So
is it better to wait?
You know, it depends on who you talk to. And we have an excellent friend of The Truth About Guns, who is a member of the Supreme Court bar and watches these things closely. And he was actually at the court for us when New York State Rifle was heard to hear the arguments. And he said, it's too early to panic on this. There are a lot of reasons why they might have relisted these cases today. They could be heard next week. You know, there's more. There's still more going on here. So just kind of keep your powder dry and try not to freak out just yet.
Do we know when they heard Heller how certain they were of where Heller was going to go and why they took up Heller? Do we know that?
I don't know that. I have a feeling that at the time they probably, you know, they're the four conservative justices and then
Kennedy.
And then Kennedy, yeah, they probably made a calculated took a calculated risk on that, and there was apparently a lot of
Didn't Roberts that went on. Didn't Roberts vote for it?
Yes, he did. Yes. So, I mean, Roberts is not a total squish. I mean, yeah. He voted with a majority in both McDonnell and Teller. So he is that is a possibility. But there is horse trading, and there is the Scalia opinion probably reflected the minimum necessary to get Kennedy to sign on to the pro-gun side.
Right.
In that.
Right.
So we shall see. Fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, I myself, the one thing that I've always been intrigued by with gun grabbers is while they are saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, they don't mind playing the long game.
No.
And the state we exist in now is sort of, it's taken us a long time to get here. I didn't expect for it to take a long time to get back if we're going to do it the peaceful way. Well, I do expect it to take a long time to get it back if we're going to do it the peaceful way. Excuse me, that was a mention. So, I'm not crying over that one. I'm not going to cry over that one. I'll be doing a little sleuthing though. At thetruthaboutguns.com, if you'd gone there today, you would have seen that when it was breaking. I mean, when it was seconds old, you would have seen that. You'd have been the first to see it. And that is the way it is at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is reconvening for an in-person session despite some concerns about the coronavirus outbreak from top Democrats. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will focus on approving qualified judicial nominees who have been held up for too long. Meanwhile, the Democratic-led House is not in session, but according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, It should be.
I think the House needs to work. I'm on a bipartisan panel. Republicans laid out today a plan, a four-phase plan, how Congress can work. I mean, we sit here and we look at the doctors, the delivery drivers, the dispatchers. They're doing everything they can to work through this pandemic, except Congress is not.
The Treasury Department announcing on Monday that they expect to borrow more than $3 trillion during the second quarter of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News. The NRA is laying off dozens of staffers and cutting pay during the coronavirus pandemic. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization during what should be heady times for the group in the middle of a presidential election. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees.
Purchase of fresh meat, chicken, and pork products are being limited at Kroger grocery stores. Each store is posting instructions for customers on the amount of each product they may buy at one time. The company says the policy is being implemented because of issues at a processing plant that recently closed down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. I'm speaking with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. And, I see this thing at the top of the page that Pittsburgh is desperate. What is going on in Pittsburgh and why are they so desperate?
Well, you know, Pittsburgh was the site of the Tree of Life synagogue shooting a couple of years ago, which was horrific. And that gave Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, who was a made member of Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, the chance to grandstand and demagogue the issue and ram through the city council three gun control laws. They enacted an assault weapons ban, quote unquote, a red flag confiscation law, and a magazine capacity limit law. The only problem with any of all of that is Pennsylvania has a preemption law on the books,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which prevents cities or counties or any other local government agency from enacting laws that are more stringent than a state level law. And the mayor knew that darn good and well. The city council told him, this is illegal and you will be liable if you do it. And the mayor's answer to city council at the time was, arrest me. So if you look at the picture at the top of the of our page right now, you can see a picture of Mayor Peduto signing those three bills, those three ordinances into law last April. Those ordinances were immediately challenged by Firearms Policy Coalition and a couple of other pro-gun organizations in court. And last October, a judge threw them out because the judge applied existing longstanding Pennsylvania state law. What the mayor did was illegal. There have been complaints lodged against the mayor, too, because there are penalties under Pennsylvania law for local officials who do this kind of thing. But, of course, no one's ever – gun controllers – being a gun controller means never having to pay for your mistakes. Now, however, rather than letting that the fact that he's been slapped down lie – he is continuing to spend more taxpayer money, and he has had city attorneys appeal the rejection of those three gun control laws to a higher court in the state. I think it might be the State Court of Appeals, but I'm not positive of that. So here we go again, and it's going to cost the Pittsburgh City taxpayers more money. And I'm sure Mayor Peduto really couldn't care less.
Why don't, and I, this is all conjecture, I know, I don't know the answer to this. If you do, now I do want to hear it if you know the answer to this. Here's the thing. Why don't they just go and arrest him? If he is, if he's passed a law that is, goes up against preemption, I guess the first question is it a criminal offense?
You know, we actually wrote something on this months and months ago when this all happened, and I can't remember. There are penalties for the individual. I believe it is a criminal offense. In some places, in some states, I think like Florida, I think those officials there who do it can be sued and are financially liable when they do it. But I think in Pennsylvania, I think it's a criminal offense. And at the time, a couple of citizens swore out a complaint against the mayor, and the city attorney refused to do anything with that because those individuals had not been inconvenienced yet by the law. I don't know if any of them were quote unquote assault rifle owners or had large capacity magazines. Anyway, he dug up a technicality for pocketing the complaint and not doing anything with it. I have a feeling that's going to be pressed again. I don't know. It would be nice to see. Then again, the law has been struck down and nobody's enforcing it. So until that law is enforced and somebody is arrested for violating one of these three laws, there's probably no course of action against the mayor. I think that was the basic, the gist of what the city attorney was saying when he refused to enforce anything.
Well, here's my thought on this. The problem, I think, with the left, and this really, it underlies a fundamental issue when it comes to legislation, is that it seems like these guys always write into it. This is the law, and we're not. And if we break it, we're not going to be held liable for breaking it.
Right. Yeah, they're never held to account for this. And he knew, Peduto knew darn good and well when he did this, that there was a state preemption law. After what? Parkland,
but besides,
happened down there.
What? Okay, so besides the rampage killing you told me about, which is a very rare occasion, and it you know it is horrible that it happened there. What else is their crime rate like?
Pittsburgh, I think it's roughly in the middle of the pack for large cities. It's certainly not on the scale of a Baltimore or New Orleans or anything like that. But, you know, it's a good-sized city. So I'm sure they've got all the normal problems that good-sized cities in this country have.
Right.
But they had a very high-profile shooting, and that was all the excuse that Mayor Peduto needed to move forward.
Well, I guess he thinks so anyway, right?
Well, he thought so, and he was hoping that the sense and the impetus to do something, the quote-unquote need to do something, would be enough to get the state Supreme Court to invalidate the preemption law. That's, I'm sure, what he was hoping for. That's
right.
What the number of legislators or city mayors in a few different towns in Florida were hoping for when they did the same thing after Parkland. Florida has a preemption law, too. But they are suing and trying to overturn the state preemption law so that they can create a patchwork of gun control laws across Florida.
And now, is Pittsburgh the one that likes to say that they're a first-class city, so they're above preemption or something like that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I've not heard their – I don't know if that's their state motto or their city motto or – I don't know what's on their flag.
I don't know. Anyway, you can find that. It is the top story right now at thetruthaboutguns.com, unless that has changed while I've been watching it, which that's entirely possible that could have happened because of how prolific they are with adding articles as they go. Daily, every day, all day. I don't get tired of saying that. It's just a really, really good source for the news if you're looking for gun news. Check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I caught this. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I caught this, the home invader pity party. I know you saw it because John Bach wrote it. What do you think about this? I mean, this is becoming a sort of a phenomena, isn't it, where this kind of thing happens.
It really is. You know, you get somebody who commits a crime and picks the wrong house and is injured or worse, killed, as it was in this case, after trying to victimize an innocent person. And suddenly that person's family and friends begin the wailing and gnashing of teeth over the loss, the tragic loss of this person. And it is, you know, it's sad that the kid is dead. It's a 15-year-old
right,
who was killed. Just to recap here a little bit, three kids, and I mean kids, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 13-year-old, went to a house in Urbana, well, Illinois.
Let me ask you a question real quick, because I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. In the law, if somebody is trying to get lethal with you, does in self-defense, does it matter what their age is if they're trying to kill you and you try to defend yourself?
I'm not aware that there's any distinction for the age of the attacker. You know, if you've got a kid who's 12 years old and he points a gun at you, should you let him shoot you because he's 12 years old? I wouldn't think so.
No.
In this case, you know, the 15-year-old was a male. He was there with a 16-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy, and they chose the house of a 25-year-old Marine, which was their first mistake. One of them knocked on the door as soon as and asked to use the phone. When he said no, the kid, the 15-year-old with the rifle, forced his way in the door while the girl sprayed, pepper sprayed the two of them. Well, the pepper spray wasn't terribly directional, and it got both the 25-year-old homeowner and the 15-year-old, and it disoriented the 15-year-old enough so that the Marine was able to disarm him, took the rifle away. I guess he threw it away. I would have beaten the kid with it. But he disarmed the kid and got him in a headlock. The other two kids panicked when that happened. I guess the kid struggled. The guy held him in a headlock and collapsed his windpipe. And the kid later died a day or two later in the hospital. As a result, that's when the family came out, gathered outside the home of this Marine in some sort of silent vigil. I'm not sure why. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish. This kid forced his way into the home of somebody with a deadly weapon, apparently wanting to rob him, and died as a result. I certainly understand the grief of the family at what happened. I don't understand why they needed to stand outside this guy's home and do it. It sounds like some attempt at intimidation. This kid was not a one-time incident in this kid's life. He had been.
Yeah. Let's talk. Let me ask you a question about this. Now, he has, according to this, he had arrests for both property and violent offenses.
Right.
And yet,
in the local juvie hall.
They kept letting him go, though.
Exactly. He had been in the local youth assessment center, which is some sort of diversionary thing for kids who do things that aren't quite bad enough to put them in juvenile jail. But he'd been involved 13 times since he was 9 years old. This kid was a problem. He was an ongoing problem. And the local prosecutor said, gee, you know, we've tried to get him help time and time again, it just never seemed to work. And the local public defender said, I represent a lot of young kids. I can't comment about any of them individually, but I can say they're often funny and sweet, frustrating and impulsive. And when they make this kind of mistake that can never be corrected, it's heartbreaking. Well, yes, it is. What if this kid had pulled the trigger on the rifle he was carrying and shot the homeowner? Would he have gotten the same kind of rending of clothes and tears from these public officials that this 15-year-old kid, multiple offender, has been getting? It's disgusting. I feel sorry for the kid's family. It's always a tragedy when a kid like
Did anybody
this,
ask kid, where he got a rifle? Did anybody ask that? Hey, where did this kid get this rifle?
I haven't heard that yet. I don't know what kind of rifle it is. I don't know where he got it. Obviously, he possessed it illegally. So who knows? And the other two, the 16-year-old, the 13-year-old, with him and ran, the prosecutors declined to charge them with murder, which is the standard practice in most cases. You know, when you walk into a bank and there are three robbers and one of them shoots and kills a guard,
right,
all three of them are charged with murder. If the guard shoots one of your accomplices and he dies, you're still charged with murder.
Yeah.
But not in this case.
Well, I mean, this prosecutor is, she's sort of the door person at the revolving door, because that's the problem, yeah, isn't it? I've heard in Chicago that the police have identified, 1,700 hardcore individuals that are causing all the problems, and they arrest them, put them in jail, they get in front of a judge, and they get let go.
Exactly. And the police know who these people are, and they probably commit 60-80% of the serious crimes in the city of Chicago. And if you got those people off the streets,
you would have a much more peaceful city than you do now. But it's a revolving door criminal justice system, and as long as it remains that way, nothing's going to improve.
Is Illinois in a bad way due to coronavirus? I haven't paid that much attention.
It hasn't been great, but it's not. Chicago has not been as bad as Detroit, New York.
Nobody's as, you know, New York.
Hello, did I lose you? Bill?
It is.
Oh, I can hear you now. Bill? Oh, yes. Ah, well. End of the hour anyway. Tell him thank you.
Because the fear can be cut with a knife. All the time it can. Coming up next, we're going to be joined, like I said, it's because of the bookings, I had to shuffle things up. It's time now to talk to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. That's coming up next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.